We gamers rarely agree on anything, but I think we can all get behind the idea that chopping 12 homeless dudes' hands off to make a better hand is pretty psychotic, right? Right? Well, the developers of this next game don't think so, and that game is Surge 2. Dark Souls and Bloodborne and Lords of the Fallen, Sekiro, Your Daily Life. All of these are games that require perfection because just one mess up in your back eating porridge alone at some bonfire in the woods sans most of your stuff you collected in many times with just a trudging walk back to your body's corpse as the only activity in front of you. But that is the juice in these stamina battle-focused games, the fine line between risk and reward, played out with the combined expertise learned from experiences of past successes mixed with a melancholy remembrance of dire ends, also burned into your mind that it can begin to feel like it's intruded on your real life. The question is Surge 2 and its gameplay based on delimming everything and everyone like a homicidal park's groundskeeper enough to make it a worthy addition to the genre? Surge 2 hits store shelves soon, and it's from Deck 13 and goes for $49.99. Let's see if Surge 2 can carry on this tradition. As always, this is Carrick with ACG, and I'm here to give you reviews that aren't 2 minutes long or filled with sponsored bullcrap. If you like the video, subscribe, maybe hit the notification button, or otherwise go out and find a YouTuber that you like, somebody you haven't subscribed to, maybe one of the smaller YouTubers that you've watched their videos, and hit the subscribe button there because YouTube right now is basically completely screwed. So here's my review for Surge 2. Hey, yo, you dropped something. Hell is repetition, and levels that make fractal patterns look basic. Graphics are up first. So Surge 2's graphics are a bit like your best friend's scrubber of a mom, just all over the place. Actually, I probably wouldn't go that far. I think the tagline should be something like Surge 2. Yeah, a little bit better than Surge 1, at least in parts. And it's really that unevenness that makes Surge 2 so puzzling for me, especially when you're bust-assing through barricades like the Kool-Aid Man. You surprise an unaware enemy with a surprise attack. Here, of course, surprise meaning forward slashing them 3 times with a knife that looks like it's made of old IBM motherboard soldered to a World War II airplane propeller, and then you Walker Texas Ranger some asshole's head into the lower stratosphere. Yeah, spin-kicking his damned head off. It's awesome. That's when the game is in full glory, when you're neck deep in enemies and counter-clashing a dude, carrying an old telephone pole, and then slicing his legs off in front of all of his friends. That kinetic energy during a fight has so much weight and impact, it is hard not to cackle as you walk around the edges of a large group of enemies, picking off the gritty ones as you work deeper into the dangerous ones. Combat and its effective complexities is where this game is at its graphical highlight. But it doesn't mean everything else is let down either. For example, the world itself isn't that bad, if a bit drab, especially the first section. Also, what is it with games lately having crappy first locations that make you question your sanity if you want to work through them or not? The best advice for pretty much anything in life is to make a first good impression, unless it's like a police fingerprinting after a drunken weekend. But here we do have another title that has a noticeably slow start graphically before getting to the overall good stuff. And by good stuff, I mean making Surge 1's more serpentine levels look like a rectangle in comparison. Now, I was probably one of the few people who liked the more twisting levels of Surge 1, the catacomb style that twisted like dead spider legs back onto the body at every turn, like it took umbrage at just uttering the word map. There was something almost alien about the way it worked, and mix that with the industrial down and dirty level locations, and even if you didn't like it, you remembered it. Surge 2's level design is like the devs wrote a love letter to Surge 1, and graphically it's just a representation of the quote, more is better. Secret passageways are elevators that are elevators to more secret passageways that drop back into elevators so you can take them to another passageway to find another place to drop down and hopefully find another elevator. And that's before you even get to some of the traversal upgrades that let you get to new locations. The sense of discovery is really nailed here, with you never knowing what section will wicker back into the starting location, and just when you think you're so far away from a save point that death is inevitable, you will end up finding a way back. The game does an impressive job in the place that matters, which is namely the overall feel of the combat. Since the game hinges heavily as a bank vault on its combinations and counters and killing, it needs to inform the gamer of what's occurring with enemies as it does. From the leaning shrug of smaller enemies lifting weapons too big for them to swing very accurately, to the quicker dashing attacks of enemies with the ability to disappear with a predator cloak, I can't fault Surge 2 for any of this. The weight and impact of characters and enemy weapons is actually magnificent for this style of game. Sadly, I can fault it for some other things. The lighting literally never really looks that good. It's all over the place, in console or PC regardless, adjusting settings. Clean this up. A lot of times it just looks blown out regardless of the adjustments. Also, the game has some serious oddities. For example, the motion blur intensity, with it all the way off and all the settings on native resolutions, there's still a noticeable blur on characters when they animate in place. Luckily, Surge isn't the kind of game where you're going to be staring at your own damned face like an OxyPad commercial, but even on farther away characters, this is noticeable, and it reminds me of a less intense version of what we saw in Quantum Break. But does it have Quantum Break's performance? And that's what we're going to get to next. Now, for the consoles, the Pro and the X are aiming for 30 FPS upscaled to 4K and capped at 60 FPS in a performance mode at a 1080p. Neither are remotely locked, so be aware that in some areas you will almost certainly get FPS drops, especially in later level locations or when looking out over large city overviews, especially areas you see 10, maybe 12 hours into the game, with wild swings in some areas. Now, when it comes to the PC, it's not the most optimized game either. With a current i7 at 4.7 and a 2080 Ti, 4K 60 FPS is really not doable if you're looking for a stable FPS, especially in the later areas. However, using the resolution scaling setting or the dynamic resolution scaling in the game can both help a lot. Dropping down to an NVIDIA 1070, 1080p resolution at 60 FPS was pretty easy with a couple settings adjusted, while the 1080 Ti was actually a bit hit and miss in the 1440p resolution area, which I have to say is disappointing. There isn't a lot here when you look at the game to make you think it should perform like this, so I'm crossing my fingers for a patch later on, though I haven't heard any word of one. Overall, Surge 2 nails it in the animation section for me personally. I feel that that cumbersomeness of moving around in an exoskeleton is really reflected well. It adds from the first game with some old and some new, and the enemy design is always interesting. However, it is hurt by some questionable performance and an overall look that is not exactly flattering nor equal to much of the competition in this genre. So, gameplay and a bit about the story.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Surge 2 starts out like any good date movie. It has a plane wreck, a bit of amnesia, and a questionable prison cell. Hopscotched right onto the end of the story of Surge 1, elements from that story cause a predicament that you're mired in when you start Surge 2. You're one, if not the only person to survive an airplane wreck into a major city, and you're promptly taken to a maximum security prison. Now, does it make sense? No, not at all. You start out choosing male or female characters, and then some basic character customization options. It's not profound, but it is a step above the original game, where it sort of had a you-are-who-you-are character aesthetic. Very quickly, you pick up some story elements, and then you're outfitted with the exosuit, which is the basic building block of how you upgrade as you move forward in the game. Now, each resting point resets enemies like bonfires in Dark Souls, and it's there that you spend salvage parts to build or upgrade items, as well as level up your health, stamina, or battery efficiency, which feed your implants. From then on, it's the typical gameplay loop, which is really just you slicing and shooting and stabbing and clobbing and breaking and bashing and smashing and dashing your way through a pieced-together menagerie of enemies that are so poorly put together, I don't think Alibaba would sell them in their knockoff Lego section. As you're killing them, and right from the start, you learn how important the directional parry system is in Surge 2. This replaces the normal perfectly timed parry. Directional parries here are now needed in the game, otherwise you're just basically blocking. Using either the enemy's tells during animation or upgrades you can find in the game world to see their direction of attack, parry allows for moments of unblockable attacks against enemies, sometimes, as well as the occasional ability to get a quick kill in. And all that sounds positive, but if you miss a parry, you can be in for a world of hurt. And each weapon, of which there are over 8 types, all have their own styles and combos and time-sensitive parrying. Now, when it comes to their design, I have to say I really liked all of them. They're so different, even if they were in the same category. And even though I had many spears by the end of the game, each had a totally unique look, did different types of damage, and importantly, many of them upgrade slightly differently, as does the different armor. So that means it's not just a spear shell or sword shell. Armor, of course, is another important factor in Surge 2. Each piece has its own armor rating for various elemental damages, and then add that to special traits. Also, you get bonuses for both partial and full set parodies, meaning outfitting yourself in the full decked out armor of a later ranger character might cause your stamina to fully reheal on a successful finisher, but it might also not be the greatest against the enemies you're actually currently facing and their environmental damage. Luckily, you do have 3 quick presets you can switch to at any time, and trust me, get prepared to do that. To get all that cool stuff, though, you have to do what Surge is best known for, and that's tear people's arms and legs off like a damned Wookiee. When attacking enemies, either from successful parries or continued combo hits, you can aim at different body parts, and then you hold a button to cut that body part off. Collecting body parts lets you learn blueprints for items you don't have. And it just really works in the Surge. That tit for tat and quick decision of do I chop this off or do I hit the enemy for parts is one of the better elements of the game, and when it's added to everything else, it never gets old. And yeah, it's also pretty damn nasty. I'm not sure it's up there with Mortal Kombat 11 or anything, but the first time you gently outstretch someone's neck as they fall to the ground so you can hammer it the hell off with what looks like an old Chevy Vans bumper, it's visceral at the very least. Also, when performing combos and getting successful hits, the character charges batteries that can then be spent on implants. Think of it like a psychotic wind farm, with your arms being the blades and everyone else in the world being the wind. As you successfully hit, they build up, and you can quick use them on the implants you have installed on your body. It's not something brand new, but when you mix it in with so many weapons, the directional parrying, the armor, the restrictions, the sets and bonuses, and then all the combos, it doesn't take a genius to realize there's actually a lot going on in Surge 2, and I think that's one of its main attractions, its complexity. For just an example of what this may look like, just look no further than Surge 2's love for multi-enemy battles in dangerous locations with additional environmental hazards. It's not at all out of the ordinary to be facing 9 enemies at once if you're even slightly getting out of line and moving around. Pretty soon you start to feel like a bad guy flypaper as more and more enemies stick to you, meaning you might be in a place with a radioactive floor, a guy with an electric weapon, another two with normal weapons, two with machine guns, and a section of the floor with holes in it that'll drop you into fatal areas, and then a gun mounted on a pole above you, and some Billy Badass armored to the teeth with an electrical shield and the ability to hit so hard he might as well be called Hadron and be paid by the French government. At its busiest time, Surge 2 can feel a bit like a volleyball game where every ball is a bullet and every player is on the other team, and you're just trying your hardest to even hit one back, let alone win. Now, none of this would matter if the game didn't control well, and luckily it does. It has a lock-on system for body parts and enemies, as well as the ability to flip between different enemies in a group with the left trigger or whatever button you have on the keyboard. You do have to keep one eye on your stamina at all times as well as your equipment, though, because it's not hard to dash a couple times, then hit a block or two, and then realize that your current offensive strategy is just going to be sitting there like a deer in the headlights hoping the enemy's car runs off the road because you can't actually do anything at that moment. It's excellent stuff, and mixed with the consistent stamina balancing that you do in these games, it does make Surge 2 feel noticeably different. It does have its issues, though. Some pacing problems really reared their ugly heads, like a boss fight and then a sort of mini boss fight right after it that had me facing off against an enemy that seemed really vastly overpowered compared to expectations. Also, the lack of an in-game map is a soul crusher. I would also add that the story never hits it off, and while many of these games can't be tagged with the excellent story filter, I was disappointed it wasn't more engaging. Lastly, I will say that while the boss battles are overall better than the prior game, Surge 2's bosses never really wowed me, maybe three of them, and not in the epicness of the other titles in this genre, but more in the learned strategies paying off, and that excellent feeling of beating one and then realizing that the enemies that you thought were difficult prior weren't anymore because you just honed all your skills on some badass crazy robot that summons holographic ghosts. And many times ultimately rewarding and rarely frustrating, Surge 2 has the gameplay chops despite some issues. And that brings us to sound, music, and voice.
The left, your house of matriarch. Even though you expect it.
Hello. Can you hear me? But I think we can help each other. Meet us in the camp at the cliff. We're not with the other hunters.
With a deafening roar, the Harbingers will descend and dispense holy, righteous justice. We'll cast off our frail skin, flee our prison of the flesh.
And we'll do sound first. And this has to be one of the most environmentally wide games I've heard in a long time. At first, it's not really noticeable, but as you creep through the tunnel complexes thick with secreted radioactive juices from reactors long dead, and you start to hear the water drops and the breaking boards and the groaning metal of the levels around you, or far-off echoes of crumbling rock and water from waterfalls in the mid-stages artificial forest lands, it creates this massive space of sound around you that's actually very rich despite not first appearing so. When it comes to weapon effects, those are good. They're replete with varied effects depending on where you hit enemies, from the heavy clunk of blade on an armored forearm armor to the stabbing, stabby stab watermelon being sacrificed to summer god sounds of spears flaying enemies open. They're all aiming for an instant feedback for the player, and they overlay on top of the animations that you see, including your drone, who has a number of ways to take out enemies, but easily one of the most satisfying sounds in the game is a sniper rifle variant. It just thunders out this heavy concussive boom as you remotely fire it. However, it's not the busy times that I really enjoyed Surge 2's sound. It was when you have a moment when it's mono-a-mono against one enemy, and you're not lost in this cacophony of sound that encompasses the multi-enemy fights, and instead, each swing you can hear that amazing air-cutting sound as your weapon slides through the innards of some poor chap whose only real crime in life was collecting scrap from the ground and trying to defend what was rightfully his. As a package, very good sound. Music. So I can't say what we hear during the game is totally unexpected. It's pretty much the same heavy and industrial mixed with the Future on Depression Suicide Watch synths that the original game had. That doesn't stop it from being excellent, though. There's a nice series of tracks that overlay the different areas and offer a unique tonal feeling for each location. One section more discordant from the other. Also, I love the main menu music, though it's just catchy enough that you pay attention and just dreary and depressing enough you wished you hadn't. Fading back into the background for much of the exploration, the music flits forward during the more sedate times, and that's when good music in these games really are noticeable. They stir the blood during battle, but they also effectively weave together the more action-packed moments with the music in the exploratory moments, and that's what this does. And that brings us to voice. Now, one thing to remember here is, aside from narrators and enemies, the game doesn't really have a main protagonist voice, so most of the time you're silently picking options like a channel surfer with only three choices, yes and no, and ghost this SOB like a dating app. And from that point on, it's just the characters talking to you. Now, technically speaking, they are fine, but I was disappointed with the enemies during battle. There's very little in the way of the vocals other than the occasional grunt as they're trying to turn caber tossing into like a martial art by lofting a giant 15-foot metal something at your head. And of all the characters you meet, there's not going to be really one you go, man, I just can't wait to get back and talk to her or him as soon as possible. I'd say the voice are serviceable, but not really excellent. And all this brings us to fun factor. So Surge 2 has its fair share of warts, and in some ways feels almost like it's rougher than the first game, even as it goes out and tries to offer even more. I love the combat system. I don't think a single time I died I ever blamed the game. I don't ever really rage quit games anymore, but I sure do frustrate walk away from them. And Surge 2 had me consistently saying to the game, there is another guy here? Are you kidding me? But then saying, fuck it, and corpse running back and ended up beating him. It did have bugs. For example, you can easily fall off cliffs to your death when attacking or send an enemy off and not get the items from their corpses. And I did have two crashes on the PS4 Pro, which I have to say is disconcerting to say the least. But each time I loaded it back up, and I think there are three reasons why. First, I adore the weapons. Some are just amazing to wield, like the dual-use weapons where you can swing them one or two-handed depending on the combos and split them into two parts. The second is that Surge 2 is not really about never getting hit. It's not at all. In fact, the armor system, the way the combos work, even the way upgrades and implants work, the plan is that you will get hit, but it's also about what you're doing at the time. Because if you're in the midst of an excellent high hit combo, an enemy lunges in and stabs you, you can burst a battery to heal yourself up and then leap to the side, direction counter his second attack, and then chop his arms off. Or you can just continue with that combo. It's powerful and it's epically in your face and violent, and I really enjoyed that. The last is that it's just so different aesthetically and in its atmosphere. So many of these titles are medieval this and Japanese mythology that, and the Surge is like a mix of futuristic cyberpunk mixed with auto mechanics class from high school. You're tearing arms off and strapping them to you, bolting shocks to your legs and gluing implants to your spinal column. It's not far away from body horror, really, when you think about it, but it feels so different, and that certainly engages me. However, I'd be lying if I didn't say that the performance directly impacted the gameplay at times and certainly was noticeable and is definitely a poor performer when you look at it on any of the platforms. That is not something I expected, especially for what they're doing here. And that was really noticeable and really did hurt the game. To me, I'd say Surge 2's issues, they don't necessarily stop that dopamine rush of figuring out how to get past just one more fight that you thought 30 minutes prior was going to be impossible and it could have been a drag. Complexity, I think, in the absence of constructive demonstration is just a system wasted, and Surge can feel almost impenetrable at first, and then suddenly, magically, it's not. You watch an enemy attack and you think to yourself, hell, I can do that to them, and guess what? You can, and it all works really well together. However, again, that fun factor is definitely hurt by the minimap issues, the story really not being that interesting at all. I would say for some people that labyrinthian map style, and then definitely the performance. So as you guys know, I rate games on a buy, wait for sale, rent, or never touch it again rating system, with rent being replaced by deep sale on PC. I would say this is easily one of the most difficult games I've rated this year, but it's to me why fun factor is so important to me. Despite its issues, Surge 2 absolutely had me returning time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. Momentary frustration led to long-lasting satisfaction as I worked through each difficulty by breaking down my own barriers, like wanting to stick with a weapon or armor but not wanting to adjust to a situation. Which, let's be honest, a character fighting for his life is gonna do. And in many ways, it's an ego destroyer, reminding you that stupidity and pity share some of the same letters for a reason. It takes no pity on your stupidity. And if you try to force it, you're likely to end up on the wrong side of a loading screen because of it. It's got a ton of heart and a unique battle system that's, I think, both complex but also strangely easy to understand and absolutely a blast to employ. So I'll rate this a buy. It is not perfect, it does have issues, but it is a game that I think still, at a slightly budget price, remember it's $49.99, not $59.99, is probably worth getting as long as you, because of this review and others, are forewarned about those performance issues in particular, because they are noticeable. And that's it for me. If you like the video, give it a thumbs up. If you dislike it, give it a thumbs down. Check out Reddit and Twitch and Facebook and all of those places. You can follow me. The links are in the description. And you can become a patron. So I buy a copy of every single game I get, even if a developer gives me a code and I give it away to followers. And having patrons always helps that. So anyway, that's it for me. Peace out and enjoy the rest of your week.